Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graymond. I'm an OCD recovery coach with more than 10 years of experience helping people recover from OCD. Prior to that, I had severe OCD myself that I fully recovered from, and as do my clients. So if you wonder, can you fully recover from OCD? Absolutely, yes, you can. Today, I want to go over and explain why is your brain doing this to you? This is probably number one asked question, and it is extremely frustrating for people because why is my brain doing this to me? It seems like the brain is attacking you. Well, let's start from the beginning. A person with OCD and a person without OCD can get the same thoughts, and in fact do get the same thoughts. So that weird thought that you're having that you think no one else is having, believe me, other people are having it as well. But people without OCD had the one thought and basically on autopilot disregarded it. So they're like, that's weird. And they moved on. They didn't take it seriously. They didn't attribute it to a part of themselves. What does this mean about me? They just said, I got a weird thought. And they dismissed it on autopilot. But a person who's about to develop OCD also got the same thought. And they started to attribute to themselves. What does this mean about me? Why would I have this thought? I must be a bad person for having these thoughts. And if we flip it to physical compulsions, a person without OCD can feel like, oh, maybe I should wash my hands one more time, right? Or maybe I should do this thing one more time or a certain way. And they're like, that doesn't make sense. I'm not going to do it. But a person with OCD or about to develop OCD again, but what would that be if I didn't do it? And they start to develop this in their mind and end up falling for a compulsion. Now, when you are doing either physical compulsion or rumination, so after that first thought or first compulsion happened, what happens next, right? After you do this, your brain is always taking notice of everything that you do and is flagging things accordingly. So you did this, you took notice, you took it seriously, you reacted with fear. So your brain is like, I understand this is your reaction. I will send the same reaction to you on autopilot. So now you get a very similar thought with automatic fear, with automatic sensations, feelings, emotions, urges. Because the brain learned that you are very scared of this. So if you're scared of this, its primary function is to protect the organism. It's trying to protect you by sending you and making you aware of that which you are afraid of. So the more you are afraid, the more you are doing reassurance behavior, because reassurance behavior is a protection behavior. You're trying to protect yourself by doing reassurance. The more you do this, the more you are flagging this as important. The more your brain thinks, oh, must be scary, still reacting with a lot of fear, and it sends it to you more. So when you have OCD thoughts, this is why we're talking about reducing and eliminating reassurance, eliminating compulsions little by little. This is why I annoy all of you guys about the tracking the time and tracking the compulsions, because we can just say, oh yeah, you should disregard. You should disregard, but you really have to be laser focused on this and let only the absolute bare minimum through in terms of rumination and compulsions. Obviously, I understand that you can't let nothing through. You know, you're not at that stage yet, but it has to be the bare minimum and improving every single day. So this is where the tracking rumination and also tracking compulsions comes in, because sometimes when people start out, they feel so overwhelmed and there's so many physical compulsions or so much rumination that it's hard to know where to start. And people with OCD tend to generally have all or nothing thinking, where, well, if I can't stop them, or I can't stop rumination, I can't stop compulsions, then that means I can't recover. And then very helpful people on, you know, forums and groups on the internet will say, of course you can't recover. I can't recover, so you can't recover. You know, I can't lose weight, so you can't lose weight. You know, absurd, but it happens, and we've all seen that. But to actually, for real, recover from OCD, you need to get rid of the compulsions and rumination and try to view it as across the board, not just within my specific theme that I'm dealing with right now. Because OCD, again, that part of the mind, it doesn't care what you're worried about. More, it's not that it doesn't care. It doesn't even understand what you're worried about. So harm OCD? Sure, I'll send you thoughts on harm OCD. Fear of a red balloon? Sure, fear of a red balloon. It doesn't get it. It doesn't understand your topic. It just understands that this particular package is very scary to you. And that's why sometimes as people start to get further in OCD recovery, they'll say that the brain is coming up with things that are not even, I mean, OCD generally doesn't make sense, but these things are actually physically impossible. So as you progress in the recovery, it starts to try to connect the unconnectable. And again, it's only doing this to protect you. Just to illustrate this a little bit further, I will talk about the analogy I give quite a lot. And this would work for a person with OCD or without OCD. And it just illustrates to you how the brain works. Is imagine you went into the forest. This might be repetitive for some people. Imagine you went into the forest. You saw a bear. It scared you. Doesn't matter if the bear was real or not. Could be real, could be not. But you got scared and you ran away. So in this case, this would kind of be a compulsion, right? So you got scared, you ran away. Now you are walking in an urban park in the middle of skyscrapers, and every bush you see, every tree you see, you're like, oh my God, bear. Bears everywhere. They're coming out from every, from behind everything. Because the brain is warning you because of how scared you got the day before, let's say. So this is how OCD works. So the game is to get you into rumination and to get you into a compulsion. Your brain is doing this to protect you. It doesn't understand that there's nothing that you need to be protected from. It doesn't get it. And the only way you can train it is not through rationalization. It's not through explanation. It's not through talk therapy. It's through action, meaning refusing the protective reaction to the thought, meaning not doing compulsions, choosing not to ruminate. And when you do this, it will feel like you're doing something wrong. It will feel like, but I should ruminate. I should be doing the compulsion. That's okay that it feels like that, but you gotta stay strong and you gotta stay the course. I promise you that's everybody with OCD and it will change. All these things, you know, I've been doing this for over 10 years, or actually probably about 12 years. I know I say 10 in the beginning, but it's kind of, I think it's closer to 12 years now. And it's OCD, it really is very repetitive. How people are describing things, their emotions, their physical sensations, their thoughts, verbatim. I hear same stuff over and over again. So this is not just you dealing with this, and there is a way out of this, but you have to be tracking. You know, without tracking, it's like, well, I'm disregarding. Well, how much are you disregarding compared to yesterday? Well, I don't know. I'm just trying. Do you see what I mean? It's kind of like if you compare this to habit forming or a diet where you're count, who's going to lose weight faster, a person who's counting their calories or a person who's like, well, you know, I want to diet. Right? The answer is obvious. So this is why I keep saying this. And I know it's nobody wants to hear that they have to do more work. And actually, when you start to track, I mean, all my clients are tracking. It's not really hard. You start to get into this rhythm and it becomes a game. So it's little by little doing this in whatever way works for you. Like I always say, do it on the app, do it on the paper, do it on your hand. Don't do it in your mind, because in your mind, that doesn't work. That you're going back to the same thing of I'm kind of doing the work, right? So it has to be in some sort of written form of whatever works for you in 3-hour increments every single day. And it's the accountability. The word of the day, right? The word of every day with OCD is accountability. Did I do a minute less than yesterday? Did I do one compulsion less than yesterday? And if you do that, no matter how big your mountain of OCD is, you will get there. I promise you. It's just little bit by little bit. That's how I recovered. That's how, and again, my recovery, right? My recovery was so much longer because I was going back and forth because I didn't have accountability like this. And compared to how long it took me to recover, compared to how fast my clients are recovering, it's night and day. So this system works so much better because it's basically an improvement from the original system of just disregarding. So this works, guys. I promise you. Stick with this. Be accountable. You can do this. I believe in you. I believe in you because I see this every single day with clients. Clients that are coming from difficult situations in life. Clients who are not coming from different situations in life. You know, various different circumstances, but they're all doing well because they're all on the ball and doing the recovery work. I hope this helps. I'll see you tomorrow. If not, I will see you on the forum. We're doing good with that. The forum is active and people are, and I just want to thank you because people are really, really helpful. And this is kind of the reason why I created the forum. This is an aside, but the reason why I created the forum, because I want this forum to be different from the groups that I see online where it's all about the reassurance. This needs to be productive where instead of just, you know, complaining and not doing any recovery work, we're actually helping people get on the right path. I hope you find my videos helpful. I'll see you tomorrow.